Help us, O God, to be masters of ourselves, that we may become the servants of others. Take our lips and speak through them, our minds and think through them, and take our hearts and set them on fire for Christ's sake. Amen. Let's start this morning with some word association. I'll say a word and see what word immediately comes to your mind. Ready? Thanksgiving.
Turkey.
Okay, mostly turkey. Black Friday. What was that? Stay home, okay. Advent. Ooh, all waiting. Or different responses for Advent. But when we think about the season of Advent, we think about waiting. We think about listening and singing Christmas hymns and carols. The peaceful flickering of the light of the Advent candles, and the fresh scent of wreaths and trees while we gather together to anticipate and celebrate Christ's birth. Now, I would guess that in your word association, none of you came up with apocalypse or end times, maybe for Black Friday. But not for Advent. For Advent, we usually do not think about distress and confusion among nations, fainting from fear of what is to come, or being on guard to escape calamity. All part of our gospel reading this morning. Happy Advent! If today's reading from Luke sounds familiar, it is indeed a parallel passage to Mark's little apocalypse that J.R. preached on 2 weeks ago. Luke wrote this gospel after Jerusalem was destroyed after 70 A.D. It was a catastrophic event for the Christian church. And by then, the generation who had testified to the life and ministry of Jesus mostly have passed away. And the believers were beginning to wonder when the Messiah would return, especially with their birthplace of their religion being destroyed. So they wanted to make sense of the loss of peace and security and the presence of tension. They were anxious, wondering where to find Emmanuel, God with us, in the chaos and unrest of their society. In this context, Luke portrays Jesus encouraging his followers to watch and to wait, to be alert and not to be caught off guard. It is waiting as if your life depended on the outcome. Awaiting when one thought deeply about what it means for God to be with us. So regardless of whether we are waiting for the advent of Christ the child or Christ the Messiah of Advent, here Jesus is teaching us how to wait. If you've ever waited to meet someone for the first time, whether it's for a job interview or maybe a blind date, you know that it's quite different than waiting for a close friend for coffee. Or if you remember a time when your boss or your school principal said, "Come by my office. I need to talk to you." How anxious you were likely depended on how well you know the person. When we wait, knowing full well whom we're expecting, our wait is much more hopeful and usually less anxiety-provoking. To his disciples, people who had been living with and traveling with Jesus, he's saying, you already know me. Hold fast to who I am and what I'm about, and you won't be anxious when I come again. So who is this Jesus who was and is to come? In our gospel reading, and also in our opening hymn this morning, Jesus the Son of Man will arrive in a cloud with power and great glory. This is a purposeful and powerful Jesus, and one consistently portrayed by Luke as meaning serious business. Earlier on, in his first words to the public in Luke chapter 4, his words were purposeful words spoken at the synagogue in Galilee. Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And today the scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. So from very early on, Jesus declared what his mission was going to be about. And in the book of Acts, which is the continuation of Luke's gospel, Jesus' final words to his disciples were, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." So from beginning until end, Jesus was on a mission with power and purpose. So having experienced the life and ministry of Jesus, the disciples would then be waiting for the same Messiah to return, one who healed and set free and brought good news to the poor, and one who gave the disciples power to testify in his name to the world. In our reading today, Jesus urged his followers to be on guard, to be alert at all times, and pray. And literally, keep yourselves awake and engaged, and pray at all times. Active waiting is being continually mindful of who Jesus is and what he's about. It is to live as if Jesus is still in our midst, as if we're embodying Jesus within us. Brother Lawrence, a French Carmelite brother in the 17th century, wrote about practicing the presence of God, engaging God even in the most mundane activities, like peeling carrots in the kitchen or tending to the fields, and praying and experiencing God with us by inviting Jesus into those moments. We can also practice the presence of God through practicing the purpose of God. So when we also serve the poor and tend to the broken, free the oppressed and comfort the downtrodden, and when we seek peace for our world, God is with us. And when we practice the purpose of God, we can then stand tall and not be afraid of whatever is happening around us. As we begin this Advent season, we wait. We wait for and we examine who this Jesus is. Emmanuel isn't just God arriving as a baby. That's just part of the miracle. Emmanuel is also a powerful and purposeful presence, a presence that forms and transforms us as we wait. And in so doing, God arrives within us. Can you remember a time when you actively and purposefully waited? How did God arrive in you and transform you during that time? Was it waiting for the birth or the arrival of a child? Or working on and finally finishing a degree or a difficult project? Or perhaps you worked hard to overcome a deep fear or broke free from a difficult life situation. Likely you met God in your active waiting, and God formed and transformed you during that process. One of the ways that I experienced active waiting recently was through my journey toward ordination. So 2 weeks ago, I received news that I was officially approved for ordination towards the priesthood in January. So y'all are invited. I've been waiting for this day for a long time. It would be almost 5 years since I started the process of discernment, of taking classes, of working at a hospital as a chaplain, and engaging in various ministries. And there were moments of stress and discouragement, of juggling a lot of different things. But it also has been for me an experience of active waiting, of experiencing God and God's mission, and of being formed and transformed along the way. And at the end, the true gift was to know that God has been with me through every step of the journey. As Christians, and especially Episcopalians, we are good at waiting. We wait for Christmas during Advent, and we wait for Easter during Lent. And every Sunday we wait for the body and blood of Christ during communion. But we are also people called to be active while we wait. Our presiding bishop, Michael Curry, once referred to being active as following Jesus with our feet. So where are your feet taking you today? Mother Paula referenced a verse in John's Gospel last week about Jesus. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. So how might our lives be testifying to this truth in this Advent? Our days may not exactly be the end times. We do not know. But what we do know is that we do live in stressful times. Globally, we're dealing with very serious issues related to climate change and environmental stewardship. And there's ongoing conflict across international borders and ideological differences. And here in LA, there's been a crisis of homelessness and poverty and income disparity. And not a day goes by without news of gun violence and terrorism that threatens our sense of security. And our families also face a record level of debt these days. We can look at our own little apocalypse in all the unrest and pain and wonder where God is in all of this. Yet Jesus exhorts us to testify to the light as we actively wait, to testify to God in us and through us, through the message we convey through our lives, through our actions, and through our words. This Advent, let our active waiting form and transform us, and we will have Jesus in us, regardless of what happens around us. This Advent, let us reflect not just on the coming of Jesus, but what Jesus is empowering us to do. And this Advent, may we search for and live out God's purposes for us. And in so doing, may we experience the fullness of Emmanuel, God with us. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Amen.